Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Or the only option where you can make sure you will receive some of the money back is to cancel the flight yourself.
I cancel it, even though none of the whole thing was my fault.
Yes, I know. It might sound odd, but if you make the cancellation yourself for whatever reason, then we will refund the booking fee at least.
And how much was the booking fee?
£7.50.
Oh, whoa! That's it? After paying £800 and a bit, I get less than 1% of that back? Well, still better than nil, I guess.
That's one way of thinking. Or you could still apply for a refund. There is just no guarantee that it will be refunded. In fact, there's just a slim chance of it happening.
None of the options you suggested sounds particularly attractive, to be honest. Wait, can you not wait until the airline's official announcement? You know, whether they've gone out of business or not. Then I'll basically have no option but to go for the cancellation option you mentioned.
Oh, that is true. By all means, you can do that. But please beware of the deadline for your refund application. Let me double check.
I see. Thanks.
Okay, so you have to apply no later than 30 days prior to your departure date. So, sorry, when was your departure date again?
27th May.
Meaning you need to apply by the 27th of April then. It's a Saturday, so I'd advise you should complete the application by the 26th of April, just to be on the safe side.
All right, I've put down the date in my calendar.
Brilliant. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all at the moment, I suppose. Cheers for your help.
No problem at all. Now, one last thing. After I hang up, our customer satisfaction survey will start. It'll only take a minute or so, so if you could let us know how we did, that would help us a lot.
Okay. No worries. You've been most helpful. I'll make sure to put that I'm not happy with the airline's policy, though. I find the whole thing very unfair.
Your feedback would be much appreciated, whatever your opinions may be. Now, thank you for using.
That is the end of part one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to part two.